When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
When we last left the story, before we randomly veered off to do a musical episode, I had gotten a call from Basic Amy that my house had been broken into, and the place was swarming with cops.
Ms. Botox, we think this was just a prank. But if you experience any more problems, please call Calabasas PD right away.
Thank you, officer. Oh, my goodness, Basic Amy. What an ordeal.
Whoever broke in didn't take anything, didn't damage anything. So, like the officer said, it was probably just some kids.
Maybe I have a stalker. Like that Carlotta Botox character from Twitter.
Nah, Twitter trolls are just talk, no action. Try not to worry. Get some rest. You have a big day tomorrow.
I love you, Basic Amy.
She was an unknown actress way back in season one. Now she is really famous and her life is much more fun. She's walking the red carpet, even got a household name. Here's hoping she won't screw it up and go back to being lame. Welcome to season two of the Carlotta Botox Chronicle.
Basic Amy was right. This was a big day. I was headed back to New Jersey for my high school reunion, the first time I'd been back there since becoming a household name. This would be an awesome thing if I hadn't been so freaked out about everything.
Okay, I have everything packed. Coal mask, goat milk smoothie, Kegel exerciser by Chloe. I also packed several hundred I went to high school with Carlotta Botox stickers per your request.
Great. Okay, what about, Sharpies for autographs?
Locked and loaded. One thing, though, I couldn't find your diary.
Really? But I was just writing in it, I think.
I searched everywhere. Maybe you left it somewhere? Dave's?
No, it's always in my desk.
It's not there.
No, this isn't possible.
Don't worry. I will find it. You go. Have a great time in New Jersey. I'm on it, doggone it. Now you better scoot if you're going to make that flight.
Damn, diary! Which is what I would be writing if you were actually in my possession. Where the hell did you go? This isn't good. I don't go anywhere without you. You hold my secrets.
All of my secrets.
But Basic Amy is on the case, so I know it'll be handled.
Earth to Kitty! Earth to Kitty!
Sorry, Aunt Flo. Got a lot on my mind. Not the least of which was catching you bumping uglies with my manager.
Oh, grow up. You got it all wrong.
You didn't have sex with Dave in the hot tub?
Oh, I'm not saying that.
So you did have sex with Dave.
You know the saying? What happens in Van Nuys stays in Van Nuys.
Literally no one says that.
They do now.
Dear missing diary, Aunt Flo is headed back to Florida. Thank God. And I was headed off to Jersey. I was returning to my high school, a conquering hero. Me, the girl voted most likely to be, I'm sorry, who are you again? Well, Picatinny High, you can suck it, because I'm a world-famous celebrity. Try forgetting me now. Just like Romy and Michelle, I'm coming back to rub my beautiful fame in all of your faces. The reunion was held in the gym of our high school, located right near the arsenal.
Welcome, everybody. Sign-ins are at this table. Get a name tag because nobody remembers nobody no more. And get over yourself if you think they do.
Hi, I'm Carlotta Bill. I mean, I'm Kitty Kanicki.
Kitty Kanicki? Shut up! I know who you are. Get over here, give me a hug. Oh my gosh, it's so good to see you.
Oh, Stella, I didn't think you'd remember me.
Remember you? Well, truth, I kind of didn't. But then you were all over the news, and I was like, oh, yeah, she was that girl I didn't sit with in the cafeteria.
Yeah, that was me, all right.
So, you're, like, famous. How's California? Have you met Brad Pitt? And what's up with your gas prices?
Okay, I guess it's,
Listen, go inside. You want something to eat? Hey, everybody, look! Kitty Kanicki's here!
How's California?
Oh, my God. What's Brad Pitt like?
How much you pay for gas out there?
This was crazy. These are the people who ignored me back in the day. And now, they were paying attention to me. I think gas is like $4.25, I think.
Whoa, that is steep.
Yeah, I guess.
I could never live there because of that. Also, it's like 3 hours earlier there than it is here.
Well, yeah, it's the Pacific time zone.
That is so effed up. I mean, how do you ever get used to that?
Well, it's really not all
like,
that.
It's like the world is eating lunch and it's breakfast time out there. It's weird. It's like, it's too weird, you know? It's like, oh crap, incoming.
What's incoming?
Not what, who. Don't make eye contact. It's the air crew. Oh man, they're coming this way, gotta go. Bye, Kitty. Good luck.
Ugh, the hair crew. Picatinny's Mean Girl Squad. Known for their ninja skills and assassinating fragile teenage egos. Also known for their amazing hair. They were led by sociopath and head cheerleader Angie Frangipani. She had black eyes and historic breasts. As I turned to face her, I hoped the years had warmed her heart. Or at least sagged her boobs.
Well, 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 if it isn't Kitty Kanicki.
Crap, they hadn't. Angie Frangipani! Flanking Angie was Donna Milsky, voted girl most likely to cut you. Hi, Donna!
Whatever.
Rounding out their killer triad was Silent Debbie, who never spoke. Hi, Debbie!
Anyways, it's Angie Frangipani, no big Liani now.
No big Liani?
Yeah, me and Tony got married. You remember Tony, right?
Anthony No Big Liani. Everyone called him Tony No Big. But he was big. 6'3" of white hot smoking thirst trap. Dumb as a rock.
Tony catered the affair. His company's called No Big Deal Food. You should eat something. You look very thin.
Well, thank you. So, Tony's a cook?
A chef! Show some respect!
So, you lost, like, what, 40 pounds?
I haven't lost any weight. You know, I'm just toned.
Ha! Toned my ass! Listen, I hear we're competing tonight.
Oh?
Yeah, Angie was a shoo-in for most successful alumni until we heard you were coming.
It's okay, Donna. A little healthy competition never hurt anybody. It's cool. We're cool.
May the best woman win.
Go eat something. You're gonna need sustenance because I'm in it to win it. Let's bounce, ladies.
I shuddered, and off they bounced. I was unscathed, for now, but Angie was right. I was starving. I headed over to get some food, and to see if Tony Nobig was still super hot.
How's it going?
Hi, I'm Kitty Kanicki. Do you know if Tony's around?
Yes, I do.
Well, is he?
Yes, he is. Oh, Tony No Big is myself.
Wow. Tony No Big was no longer hot. He was wearing a puka shell necklace and Crocs with socks. He looked like a bearded Visco girl. And, if that wasn't weird, he was also no longer big.
I lost a couple of inches when my arches fell during last year's flu season.
Oh.
Grab a plate. I'll talk you through the food.
Oh, great. I am starving.
We got a carving station over there. Pasta station over there. Gnocchi station over there. Right here is a whole palm station. There's chicken palm, veal palm, eggplant palm, turkey palm, unspecified meat palm, and my signature dish, palm palm.
Parm parm?
Yeah, we take a chunk of Parmesan cheese, egg batter it, deep fry, and cover it in red gravy and mozzarella.
Real food for men who want to clog their arteries fast, right?
Yeah, you know that Guy Fieri show, Garbage Snacks and Tomaine Shacks on a Food Network?
I think I missed it.
I cooked this dish for Guy on that show. So you haven't been the only one on TV. Just saying.
Oh, I'm afraid I don't do dairy.
Oh boy, one of those. Okay then, you can stick with my other signature dish. Chicken wings and things.
Well, I know what wings are, but what are the things?
It's complicated. But it's mostly deep-fried lips and assholes.
Not a great selling point, but seemed my safest bet. I hadn't eaten for hours, and I was starving. I gotta say, the wings and things were pretty tasty. I had another plate. Then the festivities were about to get started.
Welcome, Picatinny High School alumni! Go Taylor Hams!
Go Taylor
Hams! Okay, shut up! Got a couple of rules before we get started. If you win in your category, immediately come up to the stage to get your prize. If you do not come up, or if you're unable to fulfill your duties, you forfeit your title. And the first runner-up will be awarded. Capiche?
Capiche!
Let's start. First category is classmate with the most DUIs. Lot of competition in this one. When I call your name, please come up.
For the first time in my life, I was actually having fun at a high school event. Plus, I was sure to win most successful, right? I mean, I had global recognition, multiple media appearances, millions of ouch! My stomach. Something is not sitting right.
Our next category, classmate with the most correctly spelled tattoos.
Oof! Ow! My stomach! Suddenly, it felt like an army of Chris Christies were stabbing me in the gut!
Excuse me, do you know when they're getting to most successful?
Oh, that's like the most important category. I'm sure it'll be last.
Crap. Which is exactly what I had to do right now. Excuse me, which way to the bathroom?
Gangway, coming through!
Next category, classmate most likely to get a second house down the shore.
I made it to the ladies in the nick of time. What happened next, I have to keep to myself. It wouldn't be safe to hear this without a hazmat suit. Suddenly, from the loudspeaker in the gym, I heard...
Okay, classmates, we have come to our final category, most successful. I'm pleased to announce this award is going to the person absolutely none of us thought would make a single impact on the world. Give it up for Picatinny's own Kenny Kanicki! Is she trying to make an entrance?
I'm in here. I'm in the bathroom. Oh, agony. Make it stop.
Kitty! Yo, Kitty! Going once. Going twice.
I'm going a lot more than that. Please, just give me a minute. Ow!
Kitty! Okay. Per the rules, if the winner is a no-show, the prize goes to the first runner-up, who in this case is... Angie Frangie Panty No Big Liani.
Go Angie!
Yay, Angie!
Love Angie!
No! Not Angie! No! Oh my god! I think I'm dying in here! No, make it stop! Ow! So, Diary, that's how my glorious return to Picatinny High went down. Down the toilet. It was awful. I came to an understanding how the chicken wings and things got their nickname. Tony No Big's food exited my body via both lips and asshole. A few hours later, I emerged from the ladies. The party was winding down.
Kitty Kanicki, where'd you run off to? We missed you.
Nicely played, Angie.
What?
You poisoned me. That husband of yours fed me tainted wings and things.
You're crazy.
This is a straight-up trope from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, okay? And trust me, I've seen them all.
Whatever. Why don't you head on back to Hollywood? You never belonged here and you still don't.
You know what? You're right. I don't belong here. I got a red carpet calling my name. You may have gotten the most successful alumni crown, but I got something you'll never have. I have a thigh gap.
Oh, get lost, Kitty or Colado, whatever you call yourself. Enjoy your gas prices.
That guy who wrote, "You can never go home again," was only partially right. You can go home again. It's just always going to be a dumpster fire. I couldn't wait to get back to the City of Angels, to Lotus Land, to get back to... Oh, speak of the angels, my own angel. Basic Amy, oh, it is so good to hear your voice.
Carlotta, hey, listen, I never found your diary and I searched everywhere.
Oh no, that's awful.
Do you think it's possible that it was stolen during the break-in?
Stolen? But the police said...
The police assumed no one was in the house because nothing appeared missing or damaged. But they don't know for sure, and the diary is gone.
Oh my god. This is bad. This is really, really bad. Crap! That's Dave on the other line. Basic Amy, I'll call you right back. Dave, I just got awful news from Basic Amy. She thinks my diary has been stolen. If it falls into the wrong hands, it could ruin me.
Listen, Carlotta, I have news too. TMZ just announced they're airing a documentary about you.
What? A doc? Ooh, but isn't that a good thing for me?
Not sure. They're calling it a tell-all that will reveal the truth and expose you as a fraud.
And you're not sure whether it's going to be a good thing for me?
I'm an optimist.
Dear diary in my head, I feel like my life is spinning out of control. A house of cards about to collapse. Who the hell did TMZ talk to? What do they have on me? Like Dave, I have to be an optimist. I have to dig deep and find some inner strength. Yeah. I remembered that phrase, whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So, with that, I marched up to Tony No Big. Tony, fix me a plate of lips and assholes.
Hi everyone, Anne Sloan here, creator of the Carlotta Botox Chronicles. If you would like to hear a preview of our next episode, please stay with us until after the credits. This episode starred Samantha Gordon as Carlotta and Trevor Lasur as Dave. Also starring were Sarah Gore, David Allen, Vivia Armstrong, Amy Linden, Rachel Wong, and Halle York. It was written and directed by me and engineered by Ivan Rivera at Clear Lake Recording. Please visit our website at CarlottaPodcast.com for information on how to support the show. Thank you so much for listening. Coming up next time on the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Tonight on TMZ, a bombshell. You know her as Carlotta Botox. Self-declared actress, thinktress, influenceress. She rocketed to stardom earlier this year, claiming to be the renowned artist known as the new Banksy. But a number of people are painting an altogether different portrait of the so-called street artist. Has this media darling been drawing outside the lines of truth? Over the next 60 minutes, you'll discover the real Carlotta Botox. Gird your loins.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, fans of the esoteric, and welcome to the trailer for Madame Magenta Sonus Mystica. Hang on, why am I doing my own trailer?
Where will the people want to see their star, my dear?
No one can see me, Bernard. This is a podcast.
Oh.
You know what? I should have that deep voice chap doing this. You know the one. What's his name?
Oh, the
strange name.
Yes.
Like a fruit.
Red pepper. That's yes. It. Yes.
In a world where something, something, something.
That's the one. Oh, it's quite sexy, Bernard.
Ew.
Save that for later.
I'm not sure I can keep it up.
You've never had a problem before.
That was a very clever joke.
Yes.
I am a very turgid man.
You are? I'm going to make a cup of tea. You do the trailer.
Oh, right you are.
In a world...
Earl Grey or normal?
Earl Grey, please.
In a world where ghosts and angels walk amongst us...
Float! They float!
Float amongst us stands one woman, Magenta.
Oh, God, my bloody spirit guide's frozen the milk again. It's going to have to be iced tea, I'm afraid.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
Psychic, medium...
My throat... Oh, Magenta, I can't do this anymore.
Bernard, you won't get nodules. You're not Adele.
Well, actually, interestingly enough, that wasn't nodules. That was an exploding polyp.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine that? Ew. Exploding polyp. Anyway, that's not why I can't do the trailer anymore.
Oh. Do you mean...
Yes, the angelic manifestation by the dog bed, yes.
Here we go again. What do you want?
From the makers of Mockery Manor comes Madame Magenta, Sonos Mystica. For all fans of the esoteric. Available now wherever you get podcasts.